And finally this week, we've been riddled with curiosity over this question sent in by Claire.
I'd like to know what parasites you can catch from your pets.
To answer this lousy question, I enlisted the help of veterinary parasitologist Professor Susan Little from Oklahoma State University.
Pets are a potential source of parasites to people. Fleas, ticks, even mange mites are common on pets that don't receive preventives. So routine flea and tick control is a key part of responsible pet ownership.
That's making my skin crawl. Apart from things that make you itch, is there anything else that can get further into our bodies?
Some intestinal parasites of pets also infect people, including parasitic worms like Toxocara, which can cause inflammation in the eye or in internal organs from migrating larvae that have been ingested, or pet hookworms, which induce an itchy rash after larvae penetrate the skin from contaminated soil.
Looks like it's not just the early birds that catch the worms. Toxocara are a type of parasitic roundworm and are found in the poo of infected animals. Children are most likely to pick up an infection because they play in infected soil and grass. So be sure to wash your hands before lunch, or you might be eating more than just your sandwiches.
Pets might also be infected with protozoa, like Toxoplasma gondii in cats, which can cause human disease and is of particular concern to pregnant women and people with weakened immune systems.
Toxoplasma is another parasite you can get from infected feces. The majority of people it infects show no symptoms, as our immune systems keep the parasites in check. But it can have devastating effects for pregnant women, as it can be transmitted to the unborn baby and cause birth defects. There have also been reports of toxo having some behaviour-altering effects, with infected men showing less regard for the rules and women becoming more outgoing and warm-hearted.
Most of these intestinal parasites are acquired from egg or larval stages in fecal-contaminated soil or water, rather than directly from the pets. But because dogs and cats often clean themselves with their tongue, pet kisses are usually not advisable.
Oh, so cute.
Not to be unduly disgusting here, but we have likely all seen dogs and cats clean themselves or drink out of the toilet or practice similar behaviors.
As much as we might love our pets, it's not the best idea to be letting them give you big, sloppy kisses. With all these terrifying parasites around, are we really safe around our furry friends?
Overall, pet ownership has not been shown to pose a direct risk of parasitic infection to people. But keeping pets parasite-free reduces environmental contamination with parasites and so limits infections in the overall community. With proper veterinary care, pets are a safe and wonderful member of the family.
Thank you, Susan, for that infectious answer. Next week, we'll be answering this electrifying question sent in on Twitter by @bonga1986.
Is it possible to use eels as a source of electricity?
Eels as a power source, who would have thought it? Well, if you would like to electrify our inbox with your suggestions, then you can email chris@thenakedscientist.com. You can also find us on Facebook, tweet @nakedscientists, or you can join in the debate on our forum. That's at nakedscientist.com/forum. That's it for this week. Thank you very much to Georgia Mills and Khalil Thurloway for their help with production, and to Ginny Smith for joining me. We're back next week with a look at why Isaac Newton stuck a needle in his eye and how radio telescopes can help us to probe the dim and dusty reaches of the universe. Join us then as we shed some light on the science of light. The Naked Scientist comes to you from Cambridge University and is supported by the Wellcome Trust, the STFC and the EPSRC. I'm Chris Smith, and thank you very much for listening. Goodbye.